Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The buildings in the NBA are dark and cold and quiet. If college courts were like that, too, there'd probably be a riot. Here to preview the soon-to-begin men's college basketball season is Pat Forty, who's now working Quill and Ink for Yahoo Sports. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. I know it's basketball season when you get lyrical and rhyming about it, so very exciting.
A quick glance at the preseason polls shows North Carolina is the number one team in the country. That hasn't happened for a while. What accounts for UNC's reemergence?
Basically, the fact that several guys who could have gone to the NBA draft said no. Tyler Zeller and John Henson, and probably most importantly, Harrison Barnes, all said, we're coming back to North Carolina. And, you know, they've got those three guys, plus they've got a returning point guard in Kendall Marshall, very crafty player who was really good as a freshman, better, I think, than a lot of people expected from him. And Roy Williams, you know, seems like it's a long time ago now that we talked about when he couldn't win the big one, because he's got two titles, and I think he could add a third.
Having been caught breaking various rules, UConn, the 2011 champion, is down to just 10 scholarship players, and they're now dealing with eligibility issues surrounding freshman guard Ryan Boatwright. But none of this is going to stop the Huskies from a strong run at a two-peat, right?
Yeah, I think they'll definitely be in the mix, even with, as you said, the limited depth. You know, if they have a couple injuries, that could change things, but as much as Kemba Walker kind of drove that team last year, he certainly was not the only key player on it. They've got a lot of good guys coming back. They bring in a star freshman they added very late in Andre Drummond that really could be kind of the missing piece there. And Jim Calhoun, as cranky as ever, will be on the sidelines. And I think that they're absolutely a top-five team. And I think the top-five is really good this year, Bill. I think this is a better year in college basketball than we've seen in the last couple.
Well, as you look at the latest polls, does anything surprise you in the rankings?
I guess the one thing that stands out a little bit to me is there's a little more balance, I think, coast to coast. You know, that we've got Arizona and UCLA in there, and the Pac-12 has been down quite a bit recently. It's maybe just not quite as Big East dominant as it has been in the last few years. The Big 12 has got a bunch of good teams. I don't think they have a national championship contender, but they have Baylor, they have Texas A&M, they have Missouri, they have Texas, and they have Kansas. So half of the 10-team Big 12 here in nonsensical college sports looks very good. The SEC has three teams in the top 10, and that's a league that's been down a little bit. So I just think there's pretty a little bit more maybe competitive balance coast to coast.
It's interesting that you answered that question in terms of conferences, Pat, because last week we ran a story about the game of musical conferences currently going on with NCAA football. What are the implications of all these shifts for basketball fans?
Well, I mean, they're not good for basketball fans, I don't think, either. I don't think they're good for any college sports fans in general, just because it destroys rivalries. It makes a mockery of common sense in terms of not just math, but geography. I mean, if we're going to add Boise State to the Big East, that's about as big a stretch as humanly possible.
That's east of Los Angeles.
Right. If they could have added American Samoa, maybe it would have been worse. But, basketball is completely an afterthought in this, and the basketball coaches are offended, really, at that. And to have Syracuse and Pittsburgh just up and leave the Big East, is an affront to a great basketball conference. They're going to another great basketball conference, but it tears at the fabric of a conference that's been all about basketball in the Big East.
Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski has earned 900 career wins, and next week he could tie Bob Knight, who has 902. Coach K is downplaying becoming the winningest men's Division I basketball coach of all time. Should he be?
No, he shouldn't be, but that's what coaches do, especially nowadays. And you know, I understand why. They don't want to make it seem like it's all about them, when for most of them it is all about them. But so it's a little bit disingenuous in some instances. I mean, remember how soon Bob Knight retired after he got the record? Yeah, so do I. And how soon Dean Smith retired after he broke the record. But look, Mike Krzyzewski's feat is ridiculously amazing, to have done what he's done at one school, and to have done it this fast. You know, I mean, he's not a young man anymore, but still, if, I mean, if he wants to coach another 5-10 years, I don't think anybody would think that would be outrageous. So he could put the record seemingly out of reach.
On Wednesday, tiny Division II school Northern State beat Butler 53-50. Maybe we shouldn't read too much into an exhibition game, but does Wednesday's loss indicate that the Butler Bulldogs, who were runners-up in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, are on the decline?
Yeah, the party may be not over, but it may not be quite as fun as it's been. And there's been a few things I've enjoyed more covering than Butler's run the last few years. I think the world of Brad Stevens and his players, and I mean, they were a great breath of fresh air at a needed time, I thought, in college basketball. But, you know, they lost Gordon Hayward, and then this last year they lost Shelvin Mack and Matt Howard, and those three guys were kind of the heart and soul of that run. And they're getting more good players, they, you know, but are they going to get special guys that can take a Butler to a level it couldn't even have dreamed of being at before? That's a lot to ask. I still think they're going to win 20 games this year and probably every year and probably be in the NCAA tournament, but I'm not sure we're going to see Final Fours in the near future.
Pat, it's probably not entirely a good idea to talk about the NBA lockout being good news for anybody, but does the lockout, if it continues, result in college basketball becoming even more popular?
I think there's a possibility for that, Bill. I think that, you know, yeah, I agree. It's not great news, but it's a potential advantage for college basketball and people that are starving to see some basketball. And you know, the season kicking off this next week, and it's some interesting early games. I mean, my gosh, we've got Michigan State and North Carolina playing on an aircraft carrier on Veterans Day with President Obama in attendance. That's a pretty good attention grabber right there. And like I said, I think the quality of play is going to be better. I think there's, you know, a group of teams that are going to be playing at a pretty darn high level. So for fans that are going to be turning on the TV on Wednesday night wishing they had the NBA, well, there's going to be at least a decent alternative, I think, from college.
Pat Forde is Yahoo Sports national college columnist, and he talks men's college hoops with us from time to time on Only a Game. Thank you, Pat.
My pleasure, Bill. Have a good day.